This is the Retail Matters Podcast. I'm Dr. Andrew Bernstein, also known as Dr. Fashion, and we're coming to you from Boca Raton, Florida. On this week's episode, it's all about the state of fashion 2025, the challenges at every turn. To begin, we want to thank the McKinsey Report and the Business of Fashion for their 9th annual State of Fashion Report. The Business of Fashion data and advisory team reveals that economic and geopolitical challenges, combined with shifts in customer values, will define a turbulent year ahead. And that's exactly what we're talking about. 2025, the challenges and surprises. What will be happening in the state of fashion 2025? Welcome, everybody, as we talk about one of the most important reports for the fashion industry, including beauty, business, supply chain, textiles, accessories, and everything in between. This is a report that we've all been waiting for. Certainly the fashion industry. And McKinsey and Company and the Business of Fashion every year for the last 8 years have done an incredible job telling the world what the fashion industry is like. This is really like the state of the union, the state of the state, or the state of your local government, telling you how your local, national, and state agencies are doing. Are they well, or what problems do they have? Well, the same thing in fashion. And here is the report this year. In fact, in 2025, 80% of executives expect no improvement in the global fashion industry. Sustainability has fallen off the agenda, with only 18% of fashion executives citing it as a top tier risk for growth in 2025. Down from 29% in 2024. And lack of consumer confidence and appetite to spend was cited by 70% of fashion executives as the biggest concern for the year ahead. Though hard to predict even the best of times, the fashion industry is in for a particularly tumultuous and uncertain 2025. A long-feared cyclical showdown has arrived. Consumers, scared by the recent period of high inflation, are increasingly price sensitive. There's also the surprising rise of dupes, the acceleration of climate change, and the continued reshuffling of global trade. Regional differences, which came into focus in 2024, will become even starker in the coming year. In short, the negative environment predicted by many in the fashion industry this time a year ago has now manifested. There is still growth to be found, but economic uncertainty, geographic disparities, as well as shifting customer behavior and preferences mean sizing it will require navigating a maze of compounding challenges at every turn. Consequently, 2025 is likely to be a time of reckoning for many brands. The upshot is there still is opportunity to be found for brands that move nimbly and are quick to adapt to upheavals in a chaotic marketplace. And just to mention the recent United States politics and USA election were not part of this survey, as it took place after these executives around the country were interviewed and they came up with the 2025 state of fashion. As we look at this, sluggish growth continues. Judged purely by the top line, the fashion industry's outlook for 2025 appears to be a continuation of the sluggishness seen in 2024. Revenue growth is expected to stabilize in the low single digits. While luxury has led in value creation recent years, the McKinsey Global Fashion Index forecasts that in 2024, it is non-luxury that will drive the entirety of the increase in economic profits for the first time since 2024, excluding COVID-19. Fashion leaders polled in the annual Business of Fashion McKinsey State of Fashion Executive Survey were just as pessimistic as last year. Just 20% expected improvements in consumer sentiment in 2025, while 39% see industry conditions worsening. The geographic drives of revenue and economic profit are also undergoing historic shifts. In particular, the industry will benefit from falling inflation and increased tourism in Europe, the resilience of high net worth individuals in the U.S., and new growth engines in Asia to counteract uncertainty around consumer spending in China, which is still recovering from the pandemic. China will remain the region's center of gravity, but as the country is buffeted by macroeconomic headwinds, brands will pivot focus to other Asian markets, most notably Japan, Korea, India, Indonesia. We're acting on opportunities. And to reach these consumers, executives told us, or told Business of Fashion, that they will localize their go-to-market models, broaden their price ranges, and focus on brand positioning to capture the attention of shoppers who are increasingly prioritizing value. This impulse is also driving expansion of the resale of off-price segments. Brands that do not wish to play in these categories must demonstrate to customers why their products are worth the premium price. And one way to achieve this is by improving the shopper's experience. Consumers are returning to in-store shopping at pre-pandemic levels across most of the world, but retailers need to remind shoppers what they love about the in-store experience. That starts with well-trained staff who are empowered to assist and inspire customers. And just a side note from this reporter's experience, the in-store experience has a lot to be desired. Trained staff, well, that's a misnomer. It's been really hard since COVID to even get staff. And staffing has been down in most store operations. So to get really well-trained staff who can work part-time or full-time and man the stores safely, efficiently, is very, very hard. So in order to get back to pre-COVID and to inspire customers, this is an area that needs a lot of help. And customers are the first to see it. Going to a store and asking for help, or even finding help, whether it's a Macy's or an Neiman Marcus, a Best Buy, or even a supermarket. It's very, very hard. And this is something that's been lacking in 2024, 25, and will be for a while, because the in-store experience we're not seeing. It's a different experience and one that needs a lot of help. But in the shift back to the physical retail, pure-play luxury marketplaces have struggled. This coming year, 2025, may see mass online marketplaces experience similar disruption. Most have seen their share prices plummet from pandemic highs and have struggled to find an answer to falling demand and rising customer acquisition costs. Smart e-commerce players are focusing on new paths for product discovery. Shoppers who were once dazzled by the seemingly endless selection available at many online retailers now bemoan the difficulty of finding what they want. AI-powered curation, content, and search can help customers discover brands and products more effectively and feel more inclined to make a purchase. It has to be noted here that AI-powered curation, AI, is really coming on strong. In every part of the fashion industry, in business innovation, and everywhere else. And it's something that certainly is commented here in the Business of Fashion and the McKinsey report. And brands are also reevaluating which consumer cohorts to pursue. While the fashion industry has historically prioritized younger shoppers, the silver generation, or over 50 customer, is growing as a proportion of the overall population. And thus, fashion spending In 2025, brands will benefit from courting these oft-overlooked customers. It's interesting, the silver generation is now really what the baby boomers used to be just recently. This marketplace, the silver generation, this market dynamic is really the one to be looked at. They are really coming on strong, and companies and organizations really need to look at this segment of the fashion and retail area and seek and find how to work with them. Not all brands are equally adept at making these pivots. Often it's never newer, challenger brands, unburdened by historic conceptions about products, stores, and customers that are coming out on top. This is especially true in the sportswear category, where incumbents are competing with a wave of smaller but more innovative players that are rapidly capturing market share. In 2025-26, ongoing shifts in global trade must also be monitored and anticipated for their impact on sourcing. Retailers will accelerate their reconfiguration of supply chains to prioritize nearshore and manufacturing in geopolitically aligned countries. These supply chains will need to become more agile, with companies making efforts to reduce excess inventory and minimize the risk of shortfalls. Margin pressures, as well as pressures from governments around the world to reduce emissions and fashion waste, will drive advances in inventory management, and new technologies will aid these efforts. And the old playbook, well, it's now obsolete. The industry will now need a new formula. And finally, the climate crisis will remain a potent force across fashion supply chains and in driving consumer behavior. Even though shoppers have proven less willing than hoped to pay extra for planet-friendly products, making the business case for sustainability less obvious to executives among other competing priorities. The mounting cost of climate change and government action to combat it means sustainability must remain at the top of the agenda. Those who choose to approach sustainability with a long-term mindset, even while battling short-term problems, will be rewarded with more efficient business operations and a competitive advantage. Leaders who move quickly to identify the bright spots, whether they are geographic, demographic, or technological, will be primed for success, but only if they're able to evolve. The old playbook is now obsolete. As we said, the industry will need a new formula for differentiation and growth. So let's take a quick look at the 10 fashion themes that will set the agenda in 2025, according to the Business of Fashion and the McKinsey Company Report. One is trade reconfigure. Global trade is shifting as major economies diversified and sourced from countries where they have more political alignment. This will accelerate the fashion industry in 2025 due to rising costs, evolving trade policies, and sustainability targets. As a result, fashion brands are likely to double down on diversifying their sourcing footprint in Asia and lay the foundation for nearshoring. Number two, Asia's new growth engines. China's economic deceleration, changing consumer preferences, and the return of international travel are making growth in the country's highly challenging leading international fashion brands to look to other Asian markets. India will be a focus, particularly for high street players, while Japan's luxury boom is expected to continue in 2025, fueled by strong international domestic spending. Let's not forget South Korea, Indonesia, Vietnam, and Malaysia, and so many other Asia new growth engines that are coming on board. One thing to note with China's economic deceleration, Apple has been spending more time and scoping out India as another big source for creating iPhones and iWatches and other Apple products. So we'll have to see what's going to be happening in China in 2025 and beyond. Because if this economic deceleration continues, India might well become Apple's number one source for iPhones and other Apple products. Number three, discovery reinvented. Fashion shoppers are overwhelmed with choice, which negatively impacts their engagement and conversion rates with brands. However, a new era of brand and product discovery is in the horizon, underpinned by AI-powered curation across content and search. As we've mentioned, artificial intelligence is here. It's being looked at by companies, organizations, even academic institutions. So we can have a grip and a handle how to be on top with AI. So we can work with it and we can be the cutting edge with AI. And as many people have been thinking, or at least talking, will AI take my job? Well, no, it probably won't. But unless we are up to date on AI, unless we're learning about AI, somebody who understands AI in the future, who works with AI, who knows artificial intelligence, they're the ones that will be taking the job of those people who are not in tune with AI. Number four, silver spenders. As we mentioned, the silver generation. Fashion brands have typically focused on youth, but in 2025, they have struggled to grow sales from younger shoppers alone. Thus, the silver generation, ages over 50, represent a growing population with a high share of global spend. Brands that gauge these previously overlooked shoppers while creating intergenerational appeal will unlock incremental growth. As we mentioned, we saw this until recently with baby boomers. And now, that 50 generation is looking to take that over. They're the ones who are going to be spending those hard-earned dollars in your store, in your company, in so many places, not only here, but around the world. So the quicker we understand that silver generation, the over 50 crowd, the better we can sell to them, understand to them, and market to them. There's a value shift, number five. Macroeconomic pressures and rising prices have driven fashion shoppers to adopt cost-conscious behaviors. This is expected to persist even as some economies begin showing signs of recovery. This dynamic is fueling growth in segments with strong value. For money perception, such as resale, off-price, and dupes, among others. To capture customers' share of wallet, brands will need to prove their value. Number six, the human side of sales. Differentiating the in-store experience is key to reigniting demand for in-person shopping. Brands can achieve that by empowering their store associates to reach their full potential, as sales staff have a central and valuable role to play in connecting with customers. The benefits will be sizable, since customer and employee experience are linked together. And we see this today in so many brands and so many companies. Whether you have a problem with your credit card or your cell phone or your online account, you call overseas to talk to overseas store or agent. Okay. In many cases, experience is not what you expect. Some cases it's good, many cases not. Many cases they can't answer your question. And there's nobody to talk to on shore, meaning in the continental United States. Gets very frustrating. And we see this too when you walk into a store. Talk to a sales associate that you have a problem. Wait, let me get the manager. And you wait and you wait. The manager comes out. And they may or may not be helpful. Or maybe they have you go to the manager's office in the store. You sit and you wait. Or they tell you you're just going to have to write a letter or call back. This is not what the customer is looking for. This is not the human side of sales. And this is not the experience that customers want or they want to get in 2025. So that employee experience that the customer is looking for really needs to get better. and we hope that does in 2025. Number seven, marketplace disrupted. Following a tumultuous period for luxury e-commerce platforms, online non-luxury marketplaces are facing challenges of their own. Share prices have dropped as much as 98% since COVID-19 peaks due to existential business model challenges and disruptions. Non-luxury marketplaces globally must carve out a clear role in the fashion ecosystem to survive. Number eight, sportswear showdown. Challenger brands are forecast to generate over half of the sportswear segment's economic profit in 2024, up from 20% in 2020. This means the battle between challengers and incumbents in the growing sportswear market will likely intensify. To gain market share, brands will need to develop innovative products and use the right ambassadors and channels to activate unique brand stories. Nine, inventory excellence. Inventory remains a challenge for the industry, with both excess stock and stockouts impacting brands. In 2025, margin pressures and sustainability regulation will place greater emphasis on end-to-end planning excellence, with brands increasingly adopting tech tools and adjusting their operating model to support agile supply chains. And also AI will come to be here with inventory challenges. They will really be a great part of that. This also means that many companies who don't have what you want, whether it's a retail store, or Saks, or Neiman Marcus, or DKNY, many cases you're going to have to try to get a reorder or reorder that merchandise, because they're not going to have the excess stock and stockouts that they once had. Now everything is looking to that end planning excellence. That means that buyers are working very hard to make sure they have the exact inventory that they need. Nothing more, nothing less. So if you find something or you can't find something, you're probably going to have to ask for or reorder it. And hopefully you'll be able to get it and find it somewhere. Number 10, sustainability collective. Fragmentation and complexity across the fashion value chain, coupled with a consumer reluctance to pay for sustainable products, are inherent barriers to reaching sustainability goals. But with decarbonization efforts falling short of targets and the climate crisis accelerating, inaction is not an option. The fashion sector must act collectively to drive impact. Those are your 10 key points for the business and the state of fashion 2025. What do you think is the most important point? Which of those really resonate with you? Do you think most will come true? Well, we don't have a crystal ball and we don't know for sure. And time will only tell. But we can only hope that many of these projections will get better in 2025, and some of the pessimism will be optimistic for 2026. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the Business of Fashion Insight and McKinsey & Company report on the state of fashion. And what do you think? So the next time you go into a store, which of these areas do you think will need improvement? And do you think it's true? We'd love to hear that. And we also love to hear any thoughts or ideas you have for any of our Retail Matters podcasts. If you'd like to hear one, please reach out to us on our website or at drinfashion@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you as well. So for all of us here at the Retail Matters podcast, may all your days be retail days. And please have a safe and happy Thanksgiving and holiday season. Till next time, this is Dr. Fashion Andrew Bernstein saying goodbye, and we'll see you soon.